This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we are having a raucous time here in the studio.
A good old giggle in the studio.
You've got Robbie and Dean.
Can I give you a good old giggle, Dean? We've been talking about. I am heading to Kylie Minogue.
Who is
straight
she?
From here, very excited.
Danny's sister that does Friends Festival.
Yeah,
shows.
That's right. Yeah. You know, the one that's the sister who does the put the needle on it. Anyway, she has a couple of songs too, apparently. Very excited. We booked tickets and we booked these early entry tickets, right, because it's Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. You want to get in there early. You want to get up the front as close as you can so that the gates don't technically open till 6:30, but my partner, I said my partner and my friend Ho, he's going to go and they're going to get a spot for me. They went in at 6 to get
a
spot. I just got a message from them saying, we didn't buy early entry tickets. We just tried to get in. So they're still waiting at the gate. And I've missed nothing at all.
Oh, they're already trapped.
And now I'm sitting right at the back somewhere.
Well, you'll be right at the back with everyone else, babe. It's going to be chockers, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So big shout out to all of our listeners who are going to the Kylie concert. Congratulations. Now, we have Beck Dahl with us here in the studio. Hey, Beck.
Hello, I'm excited.
I wish I was going
to the Kylie concert.
I mean, the reason why you're excited, though, is actually because this Sunday, you and the girls from Chicks Talking Footy are going to be doing a live broadcast commentating the AFL Women's Pride game.
We certainly are. So this is a second year in a row there's been a AFLW Pride game. It's between the Bulldogs and Carlton at Witten Oval.
Woo-hoo.
And we, I know, woohoo.
That's Liam.
Liam, he's excited.
I like Carlton.
Yeah, you do.
I want to ask something. So I said AFL Women's and you said AFLW and I get it, but this is something, the reason why I always say AFL Women's is because I think it's important to start doing the distinction of AFL Men's. I don't like that there's AFL and AFLW. I think we should make it AFLM.
Okay.
Yeah, because
some people do call it that.
Yeah, just because it's like there's not a real one and then the women's one. The women's one is rougher and tougher than
I'd
the male.
I'd be inclined to say that the women are so special that they get an extra letter on this.
I like that. I like that.
What about waffle and maffle? That's cute.
I like it.
That's good. Although waffle's already taken. That's the Western Australian Football League. Anyway, we could go into acronyms for hours, that's not fun
for
anyone.
With the three of us who have no idea about AFL when it pretty much comes to sport. I mean, Liam probably does more than anyone else.
I'm a Carlton member.
Yeah, Liam's a football man.
I live in Collingwood, so I'm not allowed to like you. But that's just the way it goes. But you guys are going to be doing a live broadcast commentating the game this Sunday.
We most certainly are. So we'll be on air from 3 o'clock. So the first hour we'll be interviewing the who's who, can I say, of the AFLW and the, as we call them, LGBTIQ AFL community. There's
Wonderful. An
acronym if That's you want one,
right
my
there.
Friends.
Right there.
We're going to have an amazing array of people. We've got Nicole Livingston, who's the head of the AFLW. We've got people from the Carlton Pride and Bulldogs Pride, LGBTI supporter groups. We've got some of the players in the game, some of the coaches, some great people involved in women's sport. It is going to be amazing.
Oh, that's absolutely awesome. And quite frankly, if you don't listen to the show, why don't you download the podcast? I'm really excited to just hear you guys also just talk about the game.
Yeah, and we're going to be actually calling the game.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, which we did last year as well. So Bree and Moddy are our sort of, I guess, two main callers. They did it last year and they did a stellar job. It's no mean feat learning all the names. They'll be doing that with comedian Tegan Higginbotham, who worked with them last year as well. I'm going to be down on the boundary. Boundary Beck is back for a second year. So last year I did some of my best work from the hot dog line. So watch out for that, my friend.
You'll find Robbie there.
Correct. And then Rachel and Fiona as well, rounding out the team, doing some of our great interviews. So it's massive day.
It's going to be absolutely awesome. Sure, you can download the podcast when it goes up, but why not just listen live this Sunday from 3 p.m. to the AFL Women's broadcast by the Chicks Talking Footy team of the AFL Women's Pride game. The second one. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Or just go along and then download the Joy app and listen that way. And it's free to go, so you can go and have an awesome time. Also, listen to their show tonight, which is on After the Hits, which Liam is on from 7 o'clock, and hear some great stuff then. Last but not least, because we're running out of time, you're a massive Kylie fan, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Now, we've had our competition today asking people to complete the line of a classic Kylie song. And let's just see if you can guess the songs really quickly.
Okay.
Just the title. What's the title of this song?
Dancing?
Is correct. What about this one?
Locomotion.
Is correct. Have we stumped her?
Yeah, this one's
Yeah, we have. It's I'm the One. What about this one?
Oh, now I'm all nervous and I can't think.
Slow, and last but not least.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't do the new stuff.
But it's not that new, actually. But the competition was, you've got to get your hand in your Kylie Minogue fan card, Missy. The last one was, complete this song. Complete the lyric. Do you know it? Of course you do. This is your favourite, isn't it?
I'm having a moment.
This was our competition today. Let's see if Beck can complete it.
My love never changed.
No,
I still feel the same.
I love you.
Impromptu live lounge.
Here all night.
Very exciting. Beck didn't get it right. Beck did get it right.
Thank you, Robbie.
I don't know. I started on the did. Unfortunately, she can't be the winner, but in very exciting news, Nathan from Heidelberg is our winner.
I'm on delay today. I was like, congratulations, Nathan. You have won our double pass to go and see the comedian. We handed him the sheet. Sorry, so we can't remember the comedian's name. I'm so sorry. They're a comedian in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival doing a great show about their gender identity and their exploration into find who they really are. And I'm really sorry that I feel bad.
I could give Nathan a personal concert if you would like, or Kylie Minogue.
I'm all for that.
That's another option
Absolutely.
Available.
Or just stay tuned, because after this, we've got to go now. Robbie and Gina are off, and then it's the hits with Liam. Hi, Liam.
Oh, hi.
And then we've got Chicks Talking Footy, and Becky's going to be on that too, aren't you? She's not the only chick, there's more. And remember to tune into them at 3 p.m. on Sunday for the live commentary broadcast of the AFL Women's Pride Game.
We will see you next week.
That we will.
Fun hump day celebration.
With a few less guests, so there's more of us. I'm Robbie.
I'm T.
And you're on Mad Wednesday. I thought you'd go with it, but that obviously flew you.
I got very confused.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.